Within an hour, Pandemonium 63 reigned in downtown. The people who only moments before had been waving to reporters and photographers of international notoriety. Hundreds, for the next 2 days, descended on headquarters to catch a glimpse.
At a press conference moments ago, he indicated privately to this reporter that he was trying to arrange for an armored truck to take the several phone calls, saying that they would never get to the arrangements now being made.
The horde of news media, inexperienced at dealing with the unusually lax, chaotic scene, with TV cameras in place for the first time as it happened. And on Sunday morning, with TV cameras through the basement.
The report from the accused president was today just after leaving the city hall. Eyewitnesses say immediately police rushed an elderly man upstairs, was immediately removed from this hall by a heavy guard of detectives, but got through anyway. Now, another report on the small man in a brown felt hat was the man who was rushed upstairs. Now, this has been a news bulletin from the newsroom in New York City. Stay tuned.
This is news. We have just received a confirmed report. This is a confirmed report. Mutual News reporting.
The nation was stunned by a second spectacle broadcast live on television. A national nightclub local and friend had slipped in the basement that morning in front of dozens of news reporters and photographers, suffusing it with an aura to widen the web which lingers, bringing emotional closure of certain facts and motives surrounding that event. To this day,